Other arterial procedures. Vascular Institute of Chattanooga performs a range of arterial procedures tailored to treat patients' medical needs. To learn about these procedures and what they entail, click each one below. Angiogram. An angiogram is a procedure that allows a picture to be taken of the arteries, whereby the doctor is able to observe and evaluate the blood flow and determine the best treatment for the patient. Angioplasty. The angioplasty procedure is used to repair or restore the blood flow to the arteries using a special catheter with a balloon that, when inflated, helps to open up the blockage in the artery. This balloon allows for the doctor to place a stent to support the artery walls and prevent a collapse from occurring, thus returning and restoring proper blood flow. Atherectomy. An atherectomy is used to address patients with clogged arteries or hardening of the arteries, those that are filled with fatty deposits or plaque. A special catheter is inserted into the artery to remove the plaque from the sidewalls of the arteries to clear the path for the blood flow. This process is minimally invasive and can be done in an outpatient setting. Arterial stent procedure. This procedure follows an angioplasty. Once the balloon opens the artery, a mesh tube called a stent is then placed to support the artery and allow for the blood to flow normally once again. Renal angioplasty stent repair. This procedure is an endovascular procedure where a wire and catheter are passed through the arteries to the kidney arteries. A common problem is the development of a plaque or blockage at the level of the origin of the artery that leads to the kidney. Using a small balloon and a small stent, this blockage can be opened, increasing blood flow to the kidney. Tibial pedal first procedure. This is a fairly new approach to treating PAD whereby arterial access is through the lower leg or foot arteries. In our experience, this access point is a safe and comfortable way to restore blood flow to the lower extremity, allowing early ambulation and discharge. Learn about stroke prevention procedures. Learn about aneurysm repair procedures.